We are back on First Up, Aaron Kuroling and Carlo Colaiacomo with you. Well, there have been a lot of firsts on this radio show, on this radio station of late. Canada playing Belgium in the World Cup, something that's never happened before on this radio station. I've been working here 11 years, can guarantee that. I can also guarantee we have never interviewed anyone on a camel before, and I'm hopeful that this next interview is a first for us on TSN 1050. James Duthy, the host of the FIFA World Cup on TSN, are you currently on a camel?
Well, I could lie for ratings, but I can't do that. I'm currently now in the middle of the desert. We were doing like the dune buggy thing after the camel. Now we've just stopped for photo ops, so all of the photos that are being taken of me in the desert forever will have my phone up to my ear because of you clowns.
Yes, forever famous. That picture will always remind us that you were talking to us on First Up. You're off the camel right now, or are you still on the camel?
Yeah, so the little trek that everybody does out here, there's a desert about, you know, half an hour. The desert's just outside of Qatar. So, I mean, I got to admit, it's kind of like Disneyland, where they have these things set up. So you come out, you ride the camel, you get in the SUV, and you go whipping over the dunes, which we just did for half an hour, which is really fun. My wife is just screaming her, you know what, off. And now they just stop for photo ops. So to St. Ricketts is posing like a true pro. Everyone's taking pictures of him because he's so photogenic. And I'm standing on top of a dune overlooking. I should know what body of water this is. What, Stu, is this the Arabian Sea or what?
Persian Gulf.
It's the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf, of course.
Persian Gulf. Yes.
That's our boss.
Yes.
That's our boss, by the way. That's our boss.
Is that Stu Johnson?
Yes, that's our boss.
Nice.
Be nice,
nice
to him.
Yes, very nice to him. Hi, Stu.
Stu, I just wanted to say Karolnik and Colaiacomo are doing a great job this morning.
Yes.
They're excellent.
Every day, James.
Every day. Every day. Yes, thanks for the plug.
How
was the camel ride? What was that experience like?
It was fun. I got the you line up with this bunch of camels, and my camel was going crazy like he had rabies. He was like freaking out and screaming. I'm not kidding. Like there was like a bunch of us standing there, and the guy points at me and goes, "This is your camel." And I'm like, "I'm not getting on this camel. I'm not a camel whisperer, you know." And he goes, "No, you're going on this camel." So I got on the camel, and I thought I was going to have to, you know, like those old Westerns where there's like the one Mustang that they can't tame. And I thought that was going to be me. But the camel was okay. It's like kind of riding a big horse. I enjoyed the thing. It was the woman next to me was terrified and screaming the whole time, but it was quite enjoyable.
Nice.
Wow.
Rabies.
What a
camel
time.
With rabies.
It's like it had rabies. I'm sure the camel appreciated that, James.
The camel probably had x-ray vision and got a true look at you and got really intimidated.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't want this guy sitting on me.
He's so physically imposing. James Duthy from TSN. I can't handle him on my hump. So, James, it's a week of firsts. Not only your first time on a camel, but also your first time hosting the FIFA World Cup, a game in which Canada playing Belgium. I mean, what was that experience like yesterday? That must have been something special, even for you, someone who's hosted so many big events.
Yeah, it was incredible, guys. Like, top five, seven of my career, just to be at a World Cup, first of all, to be at this one, the atmosphere in the building. I kind of thought, you know, just because Belgium's much closer to here, that it would be, you know, two-thirds maybe Belgium fans, or it was, I don't know if it showed on TV, but certainly from where we were, it was, you know, way more pro-Canada. And for them to play the way they did, it was remarkable. The only thing I would say, you know, if they'd have lost 1-0 and had been dominated by Belgium, I think you'd kind of almost feel better than you feel now, because it really was a lost opportunity to play that well. And it's been funny watching all the international broadcasters, you know, the BBC and such. They're all praising the heck out of Canada today, but also saying, how did they not win that game, or how did they not get a point from it? So you're kind of left with more bitterness than you should be from from a defeat like that, because it's incredibly impressive that you're right there and really dominated Belgium, the second-ranked club in the world. But, man, that's a real what-could-have-been moment. And it'll be really interesting going forward. I was talking to Saint on the way over here. And, you know, just like any other sport, and football in a short tournament like this, it's challenging to bounce back after you have a great game and you get nothing from it. There's no guarantee that Canada's going to play that way against Croatia again. We hope they do. We hope they use this as a confidence builder and they somehow find a way to get a result. But I, you know, there's always a chance you'll come out and stink up the joint the next night. So that'll be the challenge for them.
Well, James, on the broadcast with you and Kevin Kilbane and Toussaint and Janine Becky, I mean, there was a lot of debate about the decision to utilize Alphonso Davies and the role that they utilized him in, as the guy who took that penalty kick for Canada. When that was going on, and Alphonso Davies is standing there waiting, like, what was the discussion like amongst the panelists? Was everyone like, no, what are you doing? Why aren't you using Jonathan David or somebody else? Or, like, what was that whole saga like there?
Yes, I mean, I'm next to Kevin and Janine and Julian, and they were all really surprised, I think. Look, I mean, it's not crazy. Alphonso Davies is the, you know, one of the best players in the world at his position. It's not ludicrous that he takes the penalty, but I just think sensibly you would have the guy who takes them for his club in Lille and has made 9 of 12 of them. And I think, look, it feels weird to criticize John Herdman because he's done so many incredible things right to get this team here. But to me, and again, don't pretend to be a soccer expert, but all the three next to me said the same thing. That should be something that's determined before the game in the room. That, you know, John Herdman says, look, Jonathan David, you're taking it. And, you know, John, that's part of John's thing, is to leave things to the players, to empower the players. But I don't know that necessarily works. I mean, good old, those are big gazumbas on Davies to just grab the ball and walk right to the line without even a conversation. I'm going to take this thing. I admire that. I admire that confidence. But to me, that's something that should be determined by the team beforehand. Look, this guy's taking the penalties, and don't leave it to the players in the spur of the moment.
James, do you walk around Qatar and tell everybody that you're the face of TSN hockey? Like, do people even know what hockey is over there?
Not whatsoever. Hold on, Brooks, you got to take a photo of me. Just 3 seconds, talk amongst yourself. 3 seconds.
Okay, well, as Brooksy, that's James' wife, takes a photo of JD talking to us here on First Stop. Oh, is James, you there again? We're back with him?
Yeah, I'm back. I had to put the phone down for a second.
That's all good, man.
So, I am so curious what this scene looks like. Like, where you are right now, you're in the desert.
You guys picks after. So basically there's, you know, there's probably 100 people where I am, all on the top of this dune, facing the Persian Gulf, and behind us is the desert. And this is the spot where, clearly on these tours, everybody stops for pics because it's so scenic, and the sun is going down here. We probably got 20 minutes left to sunset, so it's golden hour, and everybody stops to take their pics. But it is truly something. I've never been in a desert before, and I was saying to Stu, I said, we should have brought our wedges, because 15 minutes in here, my bunker game would be like 90% better.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah,
you're just hitting wedges
for being in the desert. I mean, your cell reception is like dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, Qatar is pretty. We're only 45 minutes out of the city. It's not like I'm remote somewhere in the Sahara. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a weird experience. I'll tell you guys straightforward. It's incredibly exhilarating covering this tournament. It's uncomfortable because of the situation in here. I said it last night on the air, the stadiums are stunning, but they're also monuments to all these people who died building them and all the human rights abuses of this regime, et cetera. So it's weird. We're aware of all that. You know, we're covering it while we're trying to cover a football tournament. But all you can go on is your experience here. The people, you know, the people that you meet, the people of Qatar are incredibly kind and welcoming. And it's been a great experience so far with this massive asterisk and backdrop of the political mess that is having a World Cup in Qatar.
James, we're going to let you go because I know you're doing your thing there in the desert. But quick question for you. This is our poll question this morning. If you had 10 chances from the penalty spot against Belgium's goalie, how many times would you score?
Probably none. Like, that was the one, and I'm not going to, this is such a lame thing to say because you guys will call me. I knew he was going to miss. I just, and maybe that's the Canadian in me that doesn't have confidence, but he is such a giant. Even from where I was, which was the far end of the pitch, he just looks so big in the net. And I don't know, Davies, as Janine pointed out so well, stood there for a minute and 5 seconds without moving. And I just felt like he was going, I felt like it was too perfect a moment for Canada and that he was going to miss. Maybe you fluke into one. I would just step up and kick it. Toussaint was saying today, you have to be so precise with Courtois. It has to be like just inside the post, low, or one of those ones that you just bury top shelf, like right in the corner is the only way to beat him. So I'm going to say between 0 and 1. And I think any of your callers or listeners, or one, if one of you two says 4, you're nuts.
Exactly.
No.
I think it's 0.
I said I would score 100%. I would score 1 out of 10 chances, and I'm very confident in myself.
I think you got a chance 1 in 10. I think but you're not going to do any placing. Like
no,
this guy's such an athlete. You're just going to have to kick it as hard as you can and get lucky, like sticking one just far down or something, right? I'd say you got a shot, Carlo, but it's somewhere between 0 and 1.
Well, James, we really appreciate you joining us live from a camel this morning and giving us this sort of whole experience. But we know you've converted from complete hockey guy to soccer guy, because when you're using the word football to describe soccer and we're using the word pitch to describe the field, you're a soccer guy now, buddy.
you hang around with Kilban and Caldwell and Luke and those guys. It becomes ingrained with me. I won't know anything about hockey when I get back.
Yeah, that's right. You're like, who is that McDavid guy? Is he any good? That'll be here in about a couple of weeks. JD, thanks for doing this, man. Enjoy the day.
All right, boys. Pleasure. Thank you.
Take care, pal.
Right. James,
keep up the great work.
Live from the Qatari desert. It's Canada. It's Croatia. It's Sunday at 11 a.m. on TSN. And
you know what I would love to see, and maybe a rod or 20 fingers, you can find this during the break? What the viewing numbers were for that game yesterday.
They have not yet come out, but when they do, we will fill you in on TSN. They're going to be massive, of course.
I wasn't watching
that game yesterday. Oh, that was great. You know what I'll be watching today, though, is the NFL. There are 3 games. It starts at noon. It's the Bills and the Lions. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. And the Vikings and the Patriots will tee up a busy Thanksgiving slate with our man Ed Werder from ESPN next.